Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing the fourth parak of Masech Sarach, and we are up to Perak Dalet Mishnah Beis. Aval b'Karbanos HaNokein, even though we always look at the person who's taking the neder when it comes to Arachin, we don't always look at that when it comes to Karbanos. Harei Shomer Karbanos Shel Mitzora Ze Alai. If a person says, I'm going to pay for the Karban of this Mitzora, Seim Hayim Mitzora Ani, maybe Karban Ani. We don't look at the guy who's paying, we look at the Mitzora. If the Mitzora was poor, then you only pay the kind of Karban that a poor Mitzora would bring. Ashir, maybe carbon ashir. If the mitzora was rich, you pay for the kind of carbon that a rich mitzora would bring. Rameir Omer, Omer ani af ba'arachin kein. Rameir says, I think the same is true by arachin, that it should depend on the person that it was made about, and not the person who took the neder. Why should a poor guy who promises to give the erech of a rich guy only have to pay the erech of a poor guy? She'eino ashir chayiv klum. The rich guy doesn't have to pay anything to the Beis HaMikdash. The poor guy took on his own chiyuv, so his own, what he can afford is all that we care about. But if a person promises to bring the karbanos of a rich mitzora, he's taking on the mitzora's chiyuv, and thus we look at who the mitzora is. But if there is a case of erechin that is that would line up with the case of the karbanos, then enochinami, they would be the same. Meaning, I don't think it's fair, he says, to compare erechin to karbanos, because by erechin, you are the only one that matters. You who made the commitment are the only one that matters. Whereas by mitzora, it's the mitzora that's the only one that matters. It's an apples to oranges comparison. But if you were to have an apples to apples comparison, then the rules would be the same. If an asher were to say, I'm going to give my own erech, v'shamaha ani va'amar masha amar ze alai, and then the ani hears and says, oh, I'll do whatever that guy said, so no sin erech asher, then in chinami you'd have to pay the erech of an asher and not the erech of an ani. Haya ani v'hashir, if a person took an erech commitment while he was poor and then he became rich, oh, asher v'heni, or vice versa, nosi an erech asher, then he has to give the erech of an asher. You don't get the lower discount. Unless you were poor both when you took the commitment and when you pay the commitment. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Afilu Ani Ve'asher V'chazer V'heni Nosein Erech Asher. Rabbi Yehuda says not only that, even if you were poor both at the time you took the commitment and at the time that you paid the commitment, but you were rich at some point in between, you still have to pay the Erech of an Asher. Mishnah Gimel, Aval B'Karbanos Ein Okein. When it comes to Karbanos, that's not the case, meaning Afilu Aviv Meis V'hiniach Lo Ribo. If, let's say, someone that was a Mitzora and he was very poor, and he therefore had to bring the karbanos only of a poor man, but his father died and he got this massive Yerusha, or he had a ship that was out at sea and we thought it was lost, and then it comes back full of gems and gold and whatever. Hektish has no taina against you because you're only chayv to pay that lower amount. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Beis, we said that by karbanos, if you say that you're accepting to pay for the karbanos of a mitzvah, we look at how wealthy the mitzora is when determining the carbon, and Rebbe says, yeah, because it's an apples to orange comparison. To oranges comparison, it's not an apples to apples comparison. But if you were to make an apples to apples comparison, where you're going to take a case of a rich guy saying that I'm going to commit to my erech, and then a poor guy says, and I'll make that same commitment, so then the poor guy does have to pay based on what the rich guy can afford. And then we had a machlokas whether if a mitzora who was poor at the time, I'm sorry, whether someone who commits to an erech was poor at the time of the commitment and poor at the time of the payment, but rich in between, machlokas, whether he pays the erech of an ashir or the erech of an ani. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said, but by karbanos the halacha is different, that if at the time of the chiyuv of the karban you were poor, then it does not matter if your fate changes. It does not matter if you then get a massive Yerusha or a major business deal or anything like that. The bottom line is, at the time of the chiyuv you were poor, and therefore you only pay for a carbon of a poor man. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet.